you all have, or many, you should have the presentation in front of you on paper, right? And we're confident that this is going to come up, although we've done this already, and we can do this. This is our March 22nd budget meeting. This is our fourth budget presentation. As we've been going through the budgeting process, we've been presenting to the community, to the Board of Education, the expenditure side of the budget, and where we expect to be.
Now it's shutting down.
We've been presenting to the community all of our expenditures. We've done that now. Tonight's presentation focuses on our revenue and where we're going to get the money to support the programs that we've proposed to support. So do you want me to keep tap dancing, John?
You must have done an update or something while I was asleep, because it's waking back up again.
If we go to the third slide there, you will see this breaks it down as Mr. O'Keefe had presented it in the past. So within that first section on slide number 3, we have the total administration portion of the budget. And you'll see the 16-17 to 17-18 proposed budget and each of the components within that portion of the budget. And you'll see that our proposed increase change at this point is a 0.15% change. And some of that, and we've been explaining throughout the budget process, and for those of you that are new to the budget presentations, we're using microphones so that the audio on the website is clear. We certainly, I think John and I can project loud enough for the room, but that's why we're using these things. So for the proposed budget for 17-18, we're going to see changes in some codes because Mr. O'Keefe and I are now looking at the budget through slightly different lenses. And so there was a question that came up earlier in the year, earlier in this process, after one of the budget presentations about social workers. And individuals the next day went onto the website and saw a major decrease in the line item for social workers. And if they had come to the budget, they would have learned that we were moving that into a grant-funded line, because that's where we're paying that person out of. And so we're really looking at the budget and trying to get a lot more granular with regard to the coding and making sure that the coding for each of those items matches where we're making that expenditure from.
We're getting close.
We're getting close, so I can keep going.
Hang in there.
So on slide 4, you'll see this is the programmatic with regard to the curriculum and instruction portion of the budget. And again, you'll see a small change. You have a 1.28% change on that portion of the budget. And I think I'll hand it over to John to give you maybe a little bit more detail there.
Okay, and again, just I'll bring it back to the slide we just reviewed. When you normally get the budget postcard in the mail, you don't get to see the line by line, every single line of the budget. You get to see three pieces. So I just thought it would be helpful if I gave you a little detail behind what those three pieces are. So state law requires us to present the budget in a three-part format. This is the three-part format: the administration part, the program piece, and the capital piece. So this just breaks it out into different categories as it's broken down in governmental accounting. And I can give you a little detail behind each of those pieces. So if we just bump back to the program piece, this is obviously the largest component of the district's budget. Curriculum instruction is obviously the detail we went through in the last presentation, $88 million. It's a good quarter plus of the budget. Special education, AIS and E&L services, occupational education, which is both in district and at BOCES, our evening high school program. Instructional media is everything IT related in the classroom, all the back end support services, the BOCES services, as well as all library media centers throughout the district. Pupil support is things like guidance counselors, social workers, psychologists, as well as the athletic program and co-curricular activities. District transportation, the summer enrichment program, childcare, the benefits, and you may have noticed in the administration section, you'll see benefits in each piece. We break out the benefits applicable to those different employee groups and spread it across the three different parts of the budget. And the final piece in this is the interfund transfers, which, as we explained, were for special ed summer school and students going to 4201 schools, which are schools of the deaf and blind. So again, in this category, you're only showing a 1.28% change. And when you went through the detail lines during the earlier presentations, like Dr. Graham said, some of the lines stuck out that, you know, it looked like there's big drops in certain places. It's not really that there's drops. And when we slip over to the next slide, and it's down towards the bottom, in prior budgets, staff members that work, let's say, in grant-funded programs, 611 programs, Title I programs, Title II, et cetera, their salaries were originally placed into the curriculum budget. And at the bottom of the budget, if you ever scrolled to the bottom of the line by line, you would see these negative numbers taking their salaries back out. I'm not putting their salaries in the budget in the first place. I'm leaving them in the grants where they belong. And the other piece of that negative $6 million that you'll see down in the bottom right is also monies that were set aside for the building closures and things like that. So it makes comparing right to left, you know, last year's budget and next year's budget a little difficult in certain spots. So I tried to break it up as much as I could so you can follow along and not make it look like, you know, it doesn't, one doesn't lead to the other. So the capital section is entire buildings and grounds, a little bit of insurance related expense, the two vehicles that were budgeted, actually it's three vehicles budgeted for the transportation department, the benefits for that group of employees, as well as the district's bond debt. And again, that's about 2.7%. And the primary reason that's going up, just to remind you, is that new energy performance contract, which added about $1.1 million in debt to the district's books. So in the three-part subtotal, if we leave out those other lines that don't really fit well in other places, there's only a 1.35% total increase budget to budget. But the true budget to budget down at the bottom line right now as it stands, if we include those proposed capital projects, which is the staircase at East, as well as ADA required upgrades to the North Pool locker room. And we also started the new cycle of replacing the school district's buses. This would be for six buses. We'd be adding $1.5 million. So that $1.5 million really, in reality, if this was a normal three-part budget, would be in this upper section on this line with the $21 million. But I just broke it out separately because it's still a topic of discussion. Side by side right now, the total increase budget to budget is 3.56%. Did the board have any questions thus far? No. Okay. So as we've said all along, it's a programmatic rollover. So in other words, we've taken all of our staff and program that we currently have in district, and that's been rolled over. Every person, every FTE that we currently have has been rolled over into the new budget. All program continues over. And there's just some bullet items of other items that are in that $317 million and how it all pans out. One of the items in the revenue budget that's been eliminated is student fees for instrument usage. The new budget includes addition of NISMA ensemble evaluation fees. We do have a planned cycle. If you go back to the bond campaign presentations, it was about $6 million or so of equipment. I'm beginning to take the equipment out in the priority order and placing it into the district's budget over the next few years to get that work done outside of a bond. This budget includes adding a secondary building principal, assistant principal at each of our secondary schools. We're funding outdated PCs. In the last presentation we talked about, you know, with the addition of the Smart School Bond Bunny, we've been waiting on buying different technology, whether they be PCs, new Macs, etc. This budget has about $474,000 worth of additional funding to start adding technology back into the classroom. And another piece of that technology, those the STEAM kits, VEX robotics kits, and 3D printers. So then I just wanted to give you a taste again. I know we touched on the tax cap calculation earlier in the presentations. This calculation, and as I said before, I cull this down to make it easier for folks to follow. I take all the plusing and minusing out, and I just give you the raw math. The top number, the 171, that's our current tax levy, $171 million. The components of the calculation are the tax-based growth factor. We add another $410,000 to the levy that way. The allowable levy growth factor, the quote-unquote 2% tax cap piece, we pick up another $2.1 million. And then that $1.1 million in additional indebtedness for the energy performance contract is the change in the capital tax levy. So there is really only about $2.5 million in new revenues going into the budget or available for the budget via the tax cap, because that 1.1 is automatically going towards that debt. So as it stands right now, and you may have seen this in Newsday with all the other districts, this equates to a tax percentage increase of 2.16%. Now, we've also discussed in earlier presentations, and this doesn't want to stay, there we go, sorry about that, that $1.5 million in other capital work. And just to show you how that changes the math and how it changes the levy percentage increase, the only number that changes is that $2.6 million now. So 1.1 went to 2.6, that's the additional of the 1.5. That increases the levy to $176 million, and the levy percentage increase would be 3.07. Again, it's a number that's within the tax cap. It does not provide any additional monies for program. The additional monies would go straight to the capital purchases. Any questions here? So again, this slide is very hard, and obviously I'm not going to go line by line, and this is actually not fully inclusive of all the revenue lines. I just tried to hit all the high points. The board in your books, you do have the detailed line by line, which is a two-page document. But from the handout, you can see a comparison side by side of the different revenues. And just for the sake of this comparison, I used what I'm calling the initial property tax cap levy, which would be the one without the additional capital projects. If I added in, again, it raises the revenues and the expenditures by the same $1.5 million, so it leaves us in the same basic place. But this is just all the major components of our revenue, whether it be property taxes, our payments in lieu of taxes, or our pilot payments, you know, student fees, bless you, child care, tuition, the library debt, in other words, the public library pays us a fee equivalent to what their debt payment is, interest on earnings. There's a big sum total category, which is called miscellaneous. It actually has about six or seven different categories of revenue in there. It's the premium on our tax anticipation note. It's the monies we receive as donations towards the DOMA program. It's the summer enrichment payments from the parents. It's a whole group of different revenues that add up to about the $2.5 million. So you can see here, in this example, the total revenue is about $311 million in round numbers. So just to put it on paper and show you where we stand right now, if I use that revenue calculation, the 311, I use the reduced expenditure calculation without the 1.5, and again, if I put the 1.5 in it, equates to both sides. I currently have a variance of about $4.4 million. So again, that's still an item that's a work in process. We're hoping by the next budget presentation to have updated state aid figures. But since these original numbers come out, some other numbers, Mr. Sachs and I have been working literally daily since the last presentation, drilling into things. Eastern Suffolk BOCES has provided us with updated numbers, which I'll revise in the next presentation, which eliminate about $280,000 of expenditures, because instead of going by projected numbers, we actually have actual numbers for our next year's bill. We have had 26 members of the SETA declare retirements. So if I take all of their salaries that I rolled into this rollover budget, and I assume I'm hiring 26 new people at a lower salary, you know, with their benefits, et cetera, in round numbers, I have about $800,000 there. What else did we talk? There was another point we touched today. I forget what it was. Sequoia. Yeah. I'm going to roll back some of the utility expenses in the facilities line because we do have that building rented now. So I know as of September 1st, I won't be paying the utilities on that building. So that's another $150,000 or so. So, I mean, in rough numbers, I know that I've already reduced the 4.4 probably down to somewhere in the 3.1 range, but obviously there's still a lot of work to go. Administration is still working. We're all working together to tally up all our courses and calculate the staffing needs. Again, trying to evaluate the impact of those retirements. And hopefully by the 5th and our next meeting, we'll have some state aid numbers and we can update the revenue side and take it from there. Is there any questions?
Rob, John, you had mentioned $260,000 less than the BOCES line. Where is that savings coming from?
When we did the rollover for, you know, things even like special ed tuition, we projected a maximum of about 5%. 2.5% is probably a better number. The BOCES admin piece, we have an exact number now on that admin as opposed to us estimating what the number will be. Little miscellaneous things, you know, cooperative bidding, I know what the number is on that. The employee assistance program, I have a better number on that. So there's a number of lines that cumulatively add up to about $280,000 that I'll be able to reduce out of the expenditure budget.
2.5% versus what we projected was a 5%.
Yeah, I mean, some things we have seen are going up 4 or 5%, you know, like Frontline, which is ASOP and IEP Direct and Medicaid Direct, they're increasing their fees about 5%. But most everything else in the BOCES line is staying flat or a maximum of 2. So they tried to hold the figures as flat as possible. You're welcome.
John, could you go to the slide before that, please? You know, quick math shows that we went up $36 million in revenue, which means we probably went up $36 million in expenses over the last 5 years. I know you're new to the job, but could you give me a broad stroke on where that money went?
On why the expenditures 30, increased
36,
that much?
$36 million over 5 years, a lot of money. We lost.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to speak to specifics without drilling into it for you, but, I mean, each year, health insurance, which is a $30 million expense, goes up 8 to 10%. I mean, this year it went up 11.65%. You know, salary increases, depending upon the bargaining unit, could be somewhere in the 2.5% range. If I figure it out as an aggregate, so even if it's a 2%, you have $160 million in salaries in the district, the numbers do start to increase rapidly. I mean, if you look at most other areas, if we do the line by line, you'll see almost every line in the budget, you know, other than salaries and those benefit lines, have stayed flat. TRS expenses, ERS expenses have all grown double digits for the last few years. Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you, John. Just important to reiterate that this is a draft budget and that now we've presented the entire draft budget. All of the proposed expenditures, our proposed revenue, our anticipated revenue. As John mentioned, we believe that variance now has come down a little bit based on some very recent work. And our hope is by the April 5th board meeting is to present a budget that is as close to that balance as possible. And that's our aim, and that's what we're working towards. Thank you.